Blog Talk Radio.
Into a pot. My nature used to be so nice. Blindfold on my eyes like a heart. See, but indeed I was high like Marty. Looking for a shawty, I was tripping on Bacardi. Even though they wouldn't call me, I was missing on my calling. On a mission for the folly. Getting twisted, but I always ended up so low. Face down in the party. I guess wine is a mocker though. And they say that because it makes fun of you. Too many minors drinking majors underage. When they reach the major age, they gon' be in major pain. So drop down and give me 30. Listening to story go, I even heard a grandma singing like,
bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to turn it up. Bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to party.
The party on the weekend covered in the blood of Jesus. On the rocks like I was deeper. Should we save me from my secrets? He was bleeding for my healing. You can feel it in your speakers. Moving quicker than a cheetah. You don't need to try to flee him. I was dormant, I was sleeping, but he freed me. I'm achieving, now I'm growing like a fetus. While I'm following the leader, and he showed me the deceiver. How he tried to kill believers.
Celebration. Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's great, it's so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. She just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends I used to know, they don't know my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But now I don't know what you're looking at me for. I got some haters talking like me, so I'm just a nobody trying to kill everybody about the somebody reason why we
party.
They don't get it though.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. We live, folks, and when we have live shows, you know, things just don't go sometimes as expected. So bear with me today as these boards have a mind of their own and I am trying. So let me see if I go into some music. If not, this is going to be a real talk show today. Yeah. Good morning. Having issues with my board. Wow. I'm going to be talking all day today. How's everybody doing out there? Motivational Mondays, if you're tuning in through LushRadioOnline.com, or if you're tuning in, however you're tuning in, thank you. I appreciate you. I welcome you. I'm having problems with my board. So if you are calling in, I won't be able to see your calls for today, unfortunately, but you can stay on and you can hear the show through your phones. Live show, folks. Live show. Okay. So here, this is what we're going to do. If you're following me on my Facebook, feel free to inbox me. Or actually, I've posted a link to the show. So you can leave whatever you need to leave on the comments. And I can read that out. I appreciate you for calling in and tuning in. But unfortunately, I cannot. Something with the board. It's a live show. And I'm trying to do my best right now. Like, I'm winging it, and I appreciate you hanging with me. So, it's Motivational Mondays. How's everybody doing today? Devil been messing with me since yesterday. I couldn't even get up to go to church yesterday because the only migraine, I was battling with the only migraine. And today, this morning, he wanted to mess with me. But I'm going to keep going. I'm still, there's going to be a word, and I'm still going to do this show. And if I got to talk all through it, then I got to talk all through it. But I'm going to find other ways to be able to rock out with you guys, and you guys rock out with me. So I appreciate you checking out. Go on the Facebook. Leave me the comments. I can read them out from there. For some reason, the calls, I'm not getting the calls coming in. And I apologize for that. Yeah, this is cray-cray. But this is when you're live and you have live radio, this is what happens. But I'm going to try. I don't see anything. I don't see nothing coming up on the board. I just don't see it. So thanks, everybody, for bearing with me. Thank you guys for tuning in.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving.
But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama.
Hello? Hello, hello?
Emma, you back on.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, Motivational Mondays. Yes, technical difficulty this morning. Devil is trying it, but we ain't having it. We rebuking some things. So thank you to Lushy Lush that stepped in. She's handling the boards today. So good morning, good morning. Rise and shine, rise and grind. And you know, we're just gonna dab on that devil and put him underneath our feet, because he ain't gonna mess with this show today. So thank you everybody who's calling in. Don't forget, call in 213-943-3705. So yesterday was Mother's Day. Even though last Monday I kind of did a tribute to mothers, and we played, as a matter of fact, you know, Tupac, Dear Mama. I thought it was appropriate we play it again to make sure that those that maybe we missed as far as shouting them out. So we said Happy Mother's Day to moms, right? So you have birth moms, and you have those biological moms. You have adopted moms. You have aunties that will raise their siblings' kids. You have some men that raise as well, because there's no woman around. So all those that nurture, all those caretakers, you know, shout out to you guys. So this weekend I went on my women's retreat. Oh, shout out to Chosen Bloom Retreat. Bloom Retreat 813, hashtag Bloom. If you're on Instagram, go check out hashtag Bloom Retreat 813, so you can see the pictures of all the fun we had. Had an amazing time, came back rested, and that's why the devil's attacking, because they told us to expect this. So because we came back with more power, more of a word for everyone to, you know, I came back to share some stuff, and so he's just trying to shut me up, but I'm going to be louder than loud now just to piss him off. But, you know, we're rebuking some things. Anyway, so we had an amazing time. We was in St. Pete Beach. I got to do some sisterhood with my sisters. And it was just amazing, you know. I had a great time. Every now and then, it's good for us to do that, you know. Every now and then, you should do that, like with your sisterhood or just, you know, your family. Just go away somewhere, even if it's just 2 days, even if it's just a staycation. I think everybody needs that time just to gather your thoughts and relax, and it helps out a lot. So for those that can't really go away anywhere, right, or don't have the time or the funds or however it is, if you don't get put pencil in your calendar 10 minutes, and just go in the shower, Epsom salt, boom, 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 lay down, and just relax, you know, with no worries. If you can do 10 minutes, if you can do 5, listen, just we need time to reboot our minds. Because our minds are constantly going, grinding, you know, we're working, we're mothers, we're balancing out 1,000 things, you know, our kids' doctor's appointment, the school, got to get back to the teacher, you know, they take lunch, got to make sure that, you know, their lunch bag is ready. Our husbands, well, you know, other women's husbands, you know, worrying about them and their day, or your boyfriend, or, you know, or just your friends, you know. I have so many people daily that hit me up to pray for them. So it takes me time. I got to take time out of, you know, I got to schedule time out of my day to sit and just to pray for the people that are asking for prayer, you know. So I, you know, I have to literally schedule that. When there's time, there's sometimes that people call me and on the instant I can pray, you know, right then and there I'll pray. But sometimes I just want to take more of just a quick 10-second prayer. So I'll schedule some time either early in the morning at 5 when I wake up or when I'm ready to go to bed, you know, where I'll open the Bible and, you know, and really, really have that connection with my Father and pray over the people that are asking for prayers, because prayer changes things, people. Prayer changes things, definitely. We're going to go into some music. Let me see. Some Beacon Light, Heal Me. Beacon Light, Heal Me. I don't know if Lush can hear me because she's doing my boards today, like I said. Having technical difficulties here. But if she can hear me, she will play.
Okay. If you wanted to go into Beacon of Light, right?
Yeah, Heal Me.
Okay.
Thank you, sis. I owe you lunch.
You see all the broken hearts, just shattered glass and broken hearts. I need you to come heal me, breathe the breath into me, oh, and heal me, heal me, heal me, oh, breathe the breath into me, Lord, and
yeah,
heal
my life is like an ocean, and I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching, and all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing.
Please, just stop doing drugs and come home. I miss you. Daddy, please won't you come home to me? 'Cause I've been feeling way too lonely, and I feel like you don't want me, and you don't even know me.
It's all a wonder, I'm walking around and not a wonder. Somebody tell her, the stormy lightning and the thunder. Can't keep me from you, my lonely spirit all around you. As soon as I get out of rehab, girl, it's all about you. I call the sentence, open the sin and catch your feelings. I know I keep on disappearing, but you got to feel this. As soon as I get the time to tell you all about it. I swear to God, your daddy growing, but he known for wilding. Caught in the cycle, off in the streets, and I need this. I lost the game, I wish that you knew how I repeated this. So many times I'm fantasizing, dreaming about my seed being close enough to hold you close to me. And if you knew the history behind all of the crimes that I can't speak of, and the free trials and the jail times I lost out on each one of your 1 month anniversary. But daddy's here to tell you, baby, you will not grow up to see a failure. Girl, I'm coming for you.
Daddy, please won't you come home to me?
I wish that I could see you smile at me like you did, and hold my fingers while I serenade you in the crib. But you don't know what I done been through to make a name, all the pain. Now I'm walking through the rain to make a change. Somebody prayed for me, and now I'm locked away, or prisoner for God till the day I'm not the same anymore. It's coming slow, but heaven knows I'm trying hard. When I started doing drugs, never thought it'd go this far. But there's a purpose behind the pain, and now I'm saved. The devil nervous, 'cause I'm a soldier, not a slave, baby.
Well, I've been locked down, lost, but now I'm found. And baby girl, I'm coming home. And she said,
Daddy, please won't you come home to me? 'Cause I've been feeling way too lonely, and I feel like you don't want me, and you don't even know me. Daddy, please won't you come home?
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Thank you.
didn't bring me this far to let me go. And that's just what it is.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, my voice doesn't get any more cheerier after each commercial. You just ever had those days when everything's going wrong? Yep, welcome to my Monday. My Monday of madness. Can't find anything. Oh, Lord. Now they can't hear me talking.
No, I was saying that they can hear you talking.
Huh?
They said they can hear you talking, Emma.
Okay, thank you. This is just adding to my stress level today. But I'm going to have to put the devil on my heel.
The devil is a liar today. But you know what? We're going to keep it moving and keep it rolling. Emma had some great stuff that she took back from her retreat this past week. Are there some key points that you want the people to definitely take away from the retreat you got? I know you took some notes.
Yeah, and that's what I was looking for. And, of course, I won't be able to find the notes now, right? So, girl, he didn't want to mess with me today. It's a big book that I have, and I cannot find that book. And I'm sure once I get off the air and I look for it, it's going to be, like, right there. Like, I never, you know? Yeah, because that's how it happens. That's just how things happen. But I ain't going to give in to that devil, and I'm going to freestyle some things like I do best. So the whole point of the retreat, it was called Bloom, right? Bloom Retreat 813. And the whole point of the retreat was to have the ladies bloom wherever you're planted. So God puts us in certain places, in certain places where we're going to live. Oh, Lord, just nothing is working today. Hold on, let me put some Jesus in it. Hello. No, forget it. I tell you, not everybody wants to do things around me. Just make it good noise. Yeah, I used to get a break today. What time is it? Oh, my God, it's only 9:36. All right, so bloom where you're planting. Bloom where you're planting. And that means wherever you're at, wherever you're at, just plant yourself. And do what God, nice, do what God is asking you to do. There's some people that can't hit the link. Really? That was nice. I wish I was on video so I could show people what you just did. Anyway, so bloom where you're planted. So that means if you're living somewhere, maybe in that neighborhood you know, something's calling you to move, and you see why you're having problems moving, because maybe God just wants you to plant yourself there. Churches, a lot of people like to date, what we call date, right? You come to church, and you try it out, then you go to another church, you date them, you try it out. And it's okay to date churches, because you want to make sure you're at the right place, you know? Mine was love at first sight. I went into my church and it was love at first sight. I didn't need to date no more. And then I put a ring on it after a couple of months. But some people don't plant themselves nowhere, ever. And you need to be planted so you could be able to bloom. We are flowers, you know? So if you don't plant yourself somewhere and you don't create any roots, you're never going to be able to bloom. And so that was the whole message. We had great speakers that came in and really brought it home. Like, I mean, listen, talk about the Holy Ghost was there, because I was like, okay, this is good and stuff like that. But when Vanessa, one of the speakers, Pastor Vanessa, came on and really started digging into some things that I didn't even know were issues I was dealing with. Whoa, talk about waterfalls. Yeah, it went down. It went down in St. Pete. We were staying in the Dolphins Resort, and talk about from the pool, you step out and you're right on the beach. Like, yeah, we had a luau, and it was awesome. So shout out to all my chosen sisters, chosen women that went. Not only from Crossover Church, but we had other women from other churches also join us. So it was just wonderful to to have that sisterhood with other women, with other women of God, and just kind of share that. We also did worship at night. Oh my God, check this out. So we worshiped at night on the beach, like pitch black dark. We're sitting there,
wow.
And we're singing. Listen, check this out. We're singing and everything. We're rejoiced. We're, praising. All of a sudden, we look up to the sky. When I tell you it popped out of nowhere, this moon, orange and round and big as it want to be. The moon just popped up. And this was like about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So
wow.
It's up there. And we're like, and I'm like, and everybody's like, oh, my God, where did that come from? And it just, it was beautiful, right? So we continued. We're praying. We're rejoicing. So we're about to finish, and we do this huge circle. Everybody's holding hands. We do this huge circle. This couple off the beach comes out of nowhere and asks us if they could join our circle. So we asked them to join us. We prayed over them and all that. And then as we're finishing, as we're praying, as we're closing off, we look up back to the sky, that moon, just as fast as showed up, just as fast as God said, I am pleased, and we didn't see it no more.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just so glad that I have 50 other people that witnessed that, because other people would have been like, you're right. I have like 50 other people that could vouch for that were there on the beach. Like, that was amazing. If nothing else blew my mind this weekend, that surely blew my mind. How the song that we were singing was like, I can't recall verbatim because, my whole day is my whole morning is in shambles right now. But the song was, asking to see him, for him to reveal himself and all that. And then that happened. Like, come on, God's nature. He just said, look, I am pleased. Now, let me send the moon to give you a kiss real quick. And, oh, my God, it was just amazing. So thinking about that, oh, my God, somebody's crying. She can't get in. Hold on. What's the number to log in? To call in?
The number to log in is 213-943-3705.
Uh-huh. 3705. Okay. I think I'm going to have one of my queen sisters call me. She put in a little doggy crying because she can't get through. So that's how I feel like today too. But I ain't gonna give in to that though.
The lines are open. I don't know why she can't. The devil's a liar today. But we're gonna roll right through this and have an awesome show like always. Each and every Monday, check out Emma ETK from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning to jumpstart your morning. Also, Emma, don't forget Miss USA got crowned yesterday. Miss District
absolutely.
Of Columbia. She's another African-American woman. Last one that they had was District of Columbia, but she was military. This young lady right here is a medical scientist. So that
was
interesting. Exactly.
That's very interesting. Who goes to school for medical science? Okay, never mind. I'm glad that she did.
We got a lot of women in STEM now, and engineering and science and everything. We got a caller right now from the 347. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Emma E2K.
Good morning. Good morning.
I think they accidentally popped off. They were just there and they just dropped off. Yeah, it's all good though. Still love you.
Let me get some Jesus. Let me put some Jesus back on it. So you look on.
Put some Jesus on it.
Oh,
wow. We're starting to get a lot of women in STEM and in science and the science and technology and everything like that. Natalia wants to be an engineer, actually. So there's a room for it. There's a lot of scholarships and grants that are going out for. They're looking for women in STEM now. So, definitely if you're interested, check out a whole bunch of programs, NASA, NIH, So our new Miss Crown, Miss USA, is a medical scientist. You don't hear that a lot. That's back in our day. You weren't hearing women scientists like that,
No, back in the days, it was like she's a model. The most is a teacher. She's a model, she's a teacher.
That's as far
well,
as
she's a homemade. She's a homemaker or something like that. Miss USA.
Wow.
Now she's a soldier. So I'm like, wow, get out of here. Last year she was a soldier. So these ladies are kicking butt. USA now. So we have 347 live on Motivational Mondays.
Good morning, Emma. Good morning, Queen. Queen, salute. It's been a difficult morning for all of us, so.
It has been?
Yeah, the devil.
I tried to call before, but then I got disconnected. Forget about the devil. We don't got time for him.
Yes, thank you. We surely don't. But you're on, and that's what matters. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. A little under the weather, but I'm good. Waiting for my weekend to come. I'm gonna go to the weekend this weekend with my daughter. So I'm going to Atlantic City for the weekend. Yeah. How you been? How was your Mother's Day, honey?
My Mother's Day again. Like he's just been messing with me because I just came back from my women's retreat, and so I knew that he was gonna attack, but I didn't know he was gonna start this early. I woke up with a migraine. Uh-huh. And I couldn't even make it to church, but so, but then I got myself together, and finally it was great. I got to spend it with my mom. I'm blessed to have still spend it with my mom. My kids, they made me, like, homemade cards, and Prince Angel made me, like, this glass thing for the candle. And then that was in my mother's house, and she cooked, and it was amazing food, and the rice was on point. And then when I get home, I got greeted by balloons and the cake that was beautiful with, like, purple icing dropping down on it.
That was beautiful.
And so... It was, it started like that, but then it just ended, like, beautifully. Like, it ended
that's
beautifully.
Good,
huh? Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
That's very good. I'm glad that it ended the way it needed to end.
Yes.
That's good. It was actually easy. It was easy. I had a really beautiful day yesterday, but it was easy, like a Sunday morning. It was very nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's
I knew my loved ones, and that was it. Yes, I finished a meeting because right now I'm going to be doing an event, Don't Cookie in the Water. I'm doing a live band, jazz, cigars. I'm going to have a roller. I'm doing Don't Cookie in the Water every Thursday for the whole summer. I'm also doing... thank you. And I'm also doing the rooftop. It's people are going to be able to smoke their cigars and watch the sunset. So I have a rooftop as well. So I'm doing that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's starting this week. Yeah. Something, I like cigars. I got into cigars.
I see. I saw. I'm Lush. Don't you smoke cigars? Lush, don't you smoke cigars too?
Yeah, I do.
So then you're doing something specifically. You're doing something specifically for people that smoke cigars.
Yes, it's a live jazz. It's only about funk, blues, cigars, jazz with a live band. Everything is going to be in that theme. So when I started doing this and moving on silence and doing a lot of meetings in City Island with someone, which is Norman Seabrook, he heard about what I was doing and he joined me, and that's a beautiful thing. We're going to have some celebrities and some stuff. You come down in June. You better come and set up on a Thursday and have a Sunday.
Okay. I should be here like Thursday.
It's going to be in City Island?
Yes, every Thursday.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice. I'm going to have to come up.
Since you're not
I know. And I call also the rooftop. It's just Avenue. So I'm doing Sunday, and Thursday.
Emma, you got another caller at for 813. Who's live on the line? 813.
Sis, you're gonna post all your stuff. So once you post them, I'll repost it.
Okay,
I'll definitely repost it, and we'll repost it. I'll repost it, and Lush Radio will repost it, and definitely when I'm out there in June, you already know I will definitely be seeing you.
All right. You quick salute
right,
to you and
you
have a great week.
Yes.
Okay.
Queen,
bye,
salute
Lord.
To you as well.
Bye. See you.
Stay. You don't have to hang up. You could stay listening to the show. But Lush, you can go to the next caller. Peace, Queen.
It's 813.
813. Good morning, y'all. With MAE2K.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you is the question. Good morning, good morning. Who's this?
I'm good. This is Michelle. How was the retreat?
Michelle, oh, my God, girl, you missed the retreat. The retreat, what? Wait, hold on. Let me put some Jesus in it. Sis, the retreat was amazing. You know, it was about bloom. You know, the theme was bloom, and it was blooming where you plant it. You know, learning to bloom where you're planted. People feel they got to go somewhere special or somewhere, you know, amazing to bloom. And no, you bloom right where you're planted, right where you're at. It don't matter where you're at.
That's good.
You could still bloom. Yeah, yeah. So it was great. It was great to share, you know, time with the sisters from the church, from Chosen. We was at the beach and at the pool, and you know that was nice because from last year we had requested to be on the beach, so it happened this year. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We had a great time. Yes. And
I'm
you
glad
talk to
hear.
Me about too. Yes. Yes, we had. I have the pictures posted. So, but talk to me about you. Did you have an event coming up, or already? Or you had an event?
No events. Well, this weekend I went to a poetry grand slam at the Bunker downtown in Ybor, and they had kind of the teenagers against the adults, and it was pretty good just seeing the youth get involved. One of the group's names is Heard 'Em Say, and they're supposed to be performing, I believe, on May 26th on a Friday. So I was going to that, and then I know they have the Black on Black Rhyme coming up too. So I just really try to get out to open mics, and also just to go see, like, my job. We're going out to see the youth perform on that date, Heard 'Em Say. So it's kind of cool to see how, you know, Tampa is keeping up with the poetry.
Yeah, because Tampa, let me tell you, Tampa is very good when it comes to that. Like, for artists, I noticed there's a lot of things going on. Like, when artists come to Florida, it's like Orlando, Miami, and Tampa. Like, so we, you know, Tampa's up in there. Yeah, Tampa's definitely up in there.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like it. It was a good event, and they had it where they were talking about, you know, topics of today that we're struggling in within the minority community.
Okay, that's always good. That's always good when, you know, when they start touching about the things that are really going on and don't be trying to cover it with other things. You know what I mean? But then again, that's really our responsibility to stay vigilant, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely. And I think that's what poetry, you can use that as your voice, you know, to talk about things that are going on that some people might not be comfortable to talk about.
Right. So do you have anything for us, any new piece you want to share?
Let me see. I could say something real quick.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it.
I'm trying to see if I have it, because I'm on my let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay, so while Michelle looks for her piece of poetry, I want to thank everybody that called in. As we're about, like, maybe our last 5 minutes of the show, thank you for whoever's going to listen to this show and its archives. And here's the craziness of the beginning of the show. It is a live show, people. So things can happen, will happen, and do happen. And especially when the devil is just always trying to stumble people so we don't get some messages out. But you know what? I know who I belong to. So I'm going to keep the fight. I'm going to keep the fight alive. And we're going to be toe-to-toe all the time, I tell you that much.
I got it ready for you.
Okay, don't forget to follow me on all the social networks. Emma E2K all across the board. And now my sister with a piece, Poet is she. Make sure you follow her. Let's go. Platform is yours.
Okay. Dearest soldier, you have been through many battles, which left you with many scars, but oh, how every scar has left you with so much beauty. It's even deeper than the galaxy stars. Your life hasn't always been a quick, easy breeze or such a lesson that was real easy. But you have been through storms and deserts, and I know looking back at it, sometimes it hurts. But you, oh, dearest soldier, are a testimony and definition of strength. Even though the falls and the tumbles of life, your faith has been deeper than arm's length. Oh, you, oh, dearest soldier, who harnesses fear and rides through every trial, coming out of each scene more clear, to understanding the strength that you were born with, the boldness you were equipped with. Oh, you, dearest soldier, have learned who to fight your battle with. Your tears that fall are not even seen as weak. It's just the beauty in how God has made you unique. You, oh, dearest soldier, are strong like warrior with a force to be reckoned with. This world does not really know who it is messing with. You have seen the dark, and yet you didn't let it leave its mark. Instead, you allowed the light to shine, and with it you turned the impossible to possible, just like water into wine. You have been tested and tried, but oh, you, oh, dearest soldier, you have never died. May you continue to fight and hold on to God, your rock and fortress, so very tight. Give this life all that you have, dear soldier, and never question what he says, because you, oh, dearest soldier, there is so much beauty waiting up for you ahead.
Those are my snaps, girl.
Oh, girl, they're good. I like it.
Those are my snaps. Put some Jesus in that.
Yes, that's, you know, right. That's right.
You say that, so Lush, that's handling the board, is actually the CEO of this radio station. It's helping me out today because it was a rough morning. She's a vet, so that.
Wow.
Shout out to you, Lush. Salute the soldiers.
That's
it.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That was great. Woo-hoo. Hoorah. That was dope. Lush, how much time I got? Do I have time to read something really quick before I'm out?
I mean, you can go ahead and read something if you want to. Then we're going to go ahead and play I Love God. But you don't love God?
We're going to go ahead and play you.
Go ahead and play.
Okay. Sis, Michelle, thank you for calling in. Like always, you know, you're a friend to the show. And please call in anytime. Hang on. You don't have to hang up. I'm going to read something to lead us out, and then we're going with I Love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? So today, it's May 15th, and I'm reading here we go. Anyway, it's called Unexpected Generosity, right? So here we go. You pull up to the drive-thru, place an order for the coffee that will help start your day, and hear the cashier's words. Your order was paid for by the car in front of you.
This unexpected generosity gives birth to humbling gratitude, and the day is now overcome with God's presence. A stranger may have been the instrument of kind provision, but the inspiration is unmistakable. God is the author of generosity, providing us with all we need. Look at all he gave to Adam and Eve and how little he asked for in return. They walked in his presence daily, enjoying authentic relationship with their father. Just don't eat from the fruit, the tree, or you will die. Even when they ate it, God provided anointment for them. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. That's Romans 5:2. We like Adam and Eve, have sinned and deserve death, but Christ is our substantial provision. As if eternity in his kingdom weren't enough, he blesses us each and every day, whether we acknowledge it or not. Sometimes like free coffee off the drive-thru are small provisions. Others are subtle or unseen altogether. But he is working his love out in generous portions for you, his beloved. And that was the word of God. And we can go into now music. Everybody have a blessed, and motivational day.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he coming on this with y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were meant for I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.